Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, from the moment she stepped into her parents' rental home, the atmosphere felt heavy, and it wasn't long before something began calling her by name.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that is exactly the program you're listening to. Thank you for finding us. 855-853-4802 is what you can call and share your ghost stories with us, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear your ghost stories. Today on the program, you got me, Tony, you got Todd, and you got Carol. Hello, everyone.
Oh, you're muted. Oh.
Carol, I can't hear you. I can see you, but I can't hear you.
Am I muted now?
There, now you're.
That's so weird, because on my little mixing board, it was muted. Yeah. And I don't know how or when that happened. I might have had some really good input and things to say, and I haven't said it. I've just been moving my mouth.
My goodness. We missed out.
Well, I'm glad that was fixed.
Were you mixing the hits in your room?
I guess that's what it was.
On your mixing board there?
Yes, I was.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Have you guys ever seen on YouTube, there's a lot of, and I'm not saying anything's wrong with this, I'm just saying it's interesting. The DJs that are just like mixing up the fucking hits in their living rooms. And then there's also like DJs that are mixing up like yacht rock and like slow jams, like things that you traditionally wouldn't mix. But they're finding, and it's just like 2 hours of like straight up whatever the groove is. Like there's ones like with like Sade, where it's just like 2 hours of Sade, like mixed together really well by it's, and there's all like, you do it for this for everything. It's out there, but it's like very interesting.
I have not come across that, but I think I would like to listen to that.
It's great for background music, and it's interesting to hear it. What sucks for them is the fact that they're spending all this time doing it and they're getting tons of views, but it's all copywritten music, so they get none of the money for the work. But yeah, it's interesting. Just kind of what the DJ, you know, scene is now, and like what people are mixing. It's not all, you know, club, you know, beat mix type stuff. It's like slow jams in really interesting ways.
I think one of the, you know, if you are on reels and stuff like that and stories, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what all that is, cause I'm too old, but when they took the Piano Man with Billy Joel into Silver Springs from Fleetwood Mac, and you see it a lot when people are showing what their life was like, and then they'll show what their life is now.
Oh yeah.
And they use that transition. It sounds really good. I'm thinking, I could hear a mix of that. That'd be great.
Yeah. It's interesting. But there you go. There's something new to go find out on the internets, everyone, after you log on to your AOL account. And
you've got mail.
Is that still around? Like, can you still, like...
They just wrapped it up, like, literally last year.
Really? So you can't...
AOL is still out there. Yep.
It is gone. I'm sure the brand exists, right?
But I'm sure.
But the logging in, you know, with your gone. Free disk.
Gone.
It's gone.
It was so... Life was hard back then.
I remember downloading a photo... Like first time I had a computer at home and had internet and downloaded a photo of like a dog or something. Cousin had sent it. It took 20 minutes to download the damn dog. Honest to God, it took that long and it was grainy. It was horrible, but it's like, oh my God, they sent me a picture online, you know?
Yeah. It was pretty amazing at first, you know?
And then you're sitting there going, okay, waiting for this freaking dog. And you couldn't do anything else while you were doing it. Because there was not a lot you can actually check out on the internet, and you know you're using all the bandwidth to download the damn picture. So you'd go like,
you can only do one thing at a time.
Right.
The most amazing. We got the internet. I was with you, Todd, in Fond du Lac when the internet was like really when it started, and like everybody kind of started getting it.
Yeah.
At the radio station, because we didn't have it at home yet. I don't think most of us had it at home at all. But I remember we got it there, and we got it because we were, you know, radio, and it was like we kind of needed it, and that was so cool. The fact that we had it, you know, and I remember it was like hooked up to the fax machine too. That's so right. Like. And I kept getting in trouble because I just sit there on the weekends on it because I could just surf it away. And, but we also had it like on some really shitty computers too that were just like it took forever and they were like virus ridden or just like really not ever made for the internet. And, but it was amazing. I mean, it was just like, holy shit. You know, what you could do, on there. And I mean to see where it is now,
we got 400 tabs open, 16 programs.
Yeah,
back then you could do one thing at a time, and if you overdid it, you were done.
You can maybe do one thing at a time. Right. You know? It was like you're hoping the one thing you're doing doesn't crash the whole damn computer. You know, that's it.
And but, I went to college in a time where you had to write the paper. You had to go to the library.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, college experience would be so different now. Like, I could, like, because then if the library closed, you're there till it closes. You can't get that book. Somebody else has it checked out.
Yeah.
You know, it was much harder.
And so much of that is the chase, though, too. It's not the actual gaining of the knowledge that you're seeking. Either, you know, I mean, how much time is wasted? How much time is wasted on the chase and not actually? So if you could spend more time just gaining the knowledge and not having the chase, if you're applying yourself, one could be far more knowledgeable and get a much, you know, much more in them than they could back then. But is that what's going on?
Exactly. Are you just using AI to write that paper?
Because and is that a bad thing? I mean, I feel like if you're using AI as a tool to learn and you're consuming and you're not just like taking and ignoring what has just come out, I think it can be incredibly learned tool for anybody. I feel like, I mean, it helps me to develop a lot of scripts and stuff that we work on over on True Crime. And, I feel like it's almost been like a vocal coach, you know, in terms of the writing style. It's learned how I speak and then it can write in my style. And it's made me, I think, a better speaker because of what it's able to write as it's learned me. Weird, I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So, I mean, I think it can be, it's not all evil. You know, it's 98% evil. It's 2% good. You can become a better speaker.
I still think of Tony at the library with the microfilm or microfiche. I don't remember what they called it. Looking microfilm, up stuff for the Titanic.
Yeah. Yep. It's like looking up the Titanic. And I think the only other time I used microfilm was when I was trying to look up information on the radio station to try and see like some of the find pictures of the building way back, like turn of the century time when it was like a, I think it was a hotel or something. Or
yeah,
a,
I'm not. Yeah, I think it was part of it was
like
yeah.
a stable saloon or I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a lot of things over time. I never really did find much for pictures, but yeah. All right, let's go to another phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your ghost story with us. Hi.
Hi, my name is Laura. So I'm from South Texas. I'm definitely a sensitive, definitely a paranormal magnet. I'm going to tell you one that happened in a house that my parents were renting a few years back. I was living in California at the time, and I decided to move back home. The house that they were renting was just so weird. It just felt off. It sometimes it would just feel really heavy, just very uncomfortable. And before I even moved back, my mother would tell me some stories that she was experiencing in that house. She would say that, you know, things would be moved, and when she would be alone, she would hear a noise in the other room, you know, but she would just try to ignore it. I moved. So first thing that happened to me, I was in the shower and I was alone. And I definitely felt that something was in the shower with me, like in the same, in the bathroom. You know, I knew nobody was home. I knew nobody was going to be in the bathroom with me, but I continued to, you know, peek my head out the shower curtain, but there's nobody there. And so there was that. What really got me was this thing would like to mimic my mother's voice. What got me the most to this day when I think about it, it just shakes me to my core is when I heard that I heard it call my name in my own voice. So creepy. So when this happened, I got in late. I just decided to just pass out in the living room. Everybody was asleep. I'm laying down. My dog comes up on the sofa with me and he starts growling down the hallway. And my dog doesn't growl. He's very sweet and he's kind of a jerk, but he's sweet. He starts growling. I'm just kind of like, shh. And he starts growling louder. So then I sit up and I'm looking down the hallway because I'm just, I have a feeling just down the hallway. So I'm looking down the hallway and I see nothing. I'm just listening. My heart started to just pump like crazy. My dog is getting antsy and still growling. So, you know, I just got him, laid back down, just covered myself up, and was just kind of trying to ignore the feeling and pass out. You know, a few minutes passed, and then I started hearing, you know, I'm like, what is that noise? Everybody's asleep. So I, you know, peek over from the sofa, and I can see down the hallway. There's nothing there. I know everybody's asleep. I'm getting that really heavy feeling again that I was going to be attacked by something. So I was starting to get really scared. And that's when I heard my voice, you know, saying, Laura, Laura. And I thought it was my mom. So I kind of just peeked over again. And I can see, you know, that there was no lights on. All the doors are closed. So everybody was asleep. And I remember I just stood up and said, like, shut up. Leave me alone. And I didn't hear anything the rest of the night. And I told my parents what happened. The next day, my mom was like, I'm telling you, stuff happens in this house and we don't know why, but we just choose to ignore it. There was a time where my sister and I both heard my mom's voice, you know, calling for her. And the way we heard it was in a tone that my mom, you know, usually would use, you know, to call my sister. It was kind of like, Christy. Christy, that's my sister's name. I know it sounds funny, but I'm in the dining room. My sister's in the living room. And I remember she was just so frustrated. All she wanted to do was just sit down and just stuff her face with ice cream. I'm on a laptop, minding my own business. And then that's when we both heard it. My mom's voice calling out for my sister. So my sister, you know, she's the nice one. And she's like, okay, I'm coming. And I'm just kind of like, that's why I have selective hearing, kind of choose to ignore her. My sister goes to my parents' room. I can just hear them faintly talking. And my sister, you know, yells for me. She's like, Laura, come over here. So I go over there. And then she's like, did you not hear, you know, mom call my name? And I'm like, yeah, I heard you. My parents both looked at each other. And they looked at us and my mom was like, I'm telling you, we hear stuff in the house. It's really freaky. You know, that we just, my sister and I just looked at each other. We got chills and we're like, okay. My sister and I were just creeped out the rest of the night. Just mainly what it was this thing like to move doorknobs, especially if you were in the bedroom. That happened to my brother a lot, to the point where my brother actually came to sleep with me because he was uncomfortable in his room. He was saying that he would hear a knock and that his doorknob would jiggle. So he would open the door and there's nobody there. There would be times where I would be taking a nap and then suddenly I would hear this loud voice just yell, wake up. And my sister was experiencing the same thing. She would have weird dreams of seeing a shadow figure in the house. There was times that we would see shadows, you know, at the corner of our eyes. After I left, they moved out shortly after. And for that reason, because my mom just couldn't stand what was happening. And she said it actually got worse when I left. She was saying that they would hear a whole lot more voices. You know, things would definitely be moved. And she can tell, like, she would leave a dish out somewhere. And then it would be moved to a completely different counter when she knew she left it, you know, like by the microwave or whatnot. It's just a crazy, crazy house. And yeah, that's my story. And thanks for listening.
That was an interesting dynamic that it was the parents trying to convince the children that the house is haunted, not the other way around.
Right. The mom's like, I told you.
Like, yeah, it's usually, I don't usually hear it that way. But.
And what is it about mimicking voices like that? That's, it's so creepy that it's so real that they heard their mom call for them. The younger, her sister's like, yes, and goes to find out. And she's like, I don't care, you know, because you're just blowing off your mom.
Yeah.
And, but they both heard it that distinctly that they went to check.
Yeah. That's the mimicking is a spooky thing to me. Yeah.
What's the purpose of it? Whatever it was, got them to do, I would assume, what they wanted them to do. Get up and go check on mom. And mom's like, yeah, hot house is haunted. I didn't do it. Damn haunted.
It's like, that's a great mom right there. It's just like, yeah, here's what it is, kids. It's haunted. It's that's, you know.
I keep telling you. I didn't call for you.
I think my parents would probably accuse us of drinking or something like that. Are you guys getting in the, you know, the liquor cabinet? No, mom. No.
The amount of shit that like people write off for like that, like God, like I can only imagine if alcohol hit me like that. Like you're seeing shit and it's just like no, I don't think that does that. I mean, I guess to each their own, but the things that are written off is, well, you were drinking, so you know,
all this could not possibly happen. Why you're hearing voices.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting when you hear stories like them.
And when the dog's reacting, I'm always like, if your dog's reacting to it, that's a good barometer, I think.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. If animals react to something, something's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. It's the canary in the coal mine and in the dogs. She's still stumped. She's not staring at me. I don't think she's there.
That would be horrible. I'd be like,
no,
you go take care of your dog.
She's laying down in her bed right over here.
Okay, she's okay.
She knows we're talking about her because she's looking up now. Yep. Hi. You good?
I know, mine is staring at me too.
Yeah.
He thinks that we're doing something right now. We're not.
Yep. All right, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's get another ghost story.
Hi. So I guess my story is still ongoing. About maybe like 2 years ago, exactly from November, I moved in with my boyfriend to his current townhome where his older brother and his wife and kids lived for maybe about a couple of years before we got to move into there. One night, I remember I was taking care of our brand new puppy and my other dog, and I kept hearing a lot of noise and I was a little weirded out. Then that night, maybe like 2 hours later, his brother showed up with his wife, and they started telling me how there was these all these creepy stories about the townhome that they had experienced. And one day they were having dinner, and when they called the kids down to eat, they noticed that one of the little girls was missing. So they went, the other kids went back upstairs to go get her, and they found her sitting down in the middle room of the upstairs three bedrooms, and she was just staring up at a small window that faces the dining room area. So once you enter the townhome, just to give like a diagram of how the layout is, you go up the stairs, and there's the first session to your right, then there's the first room to your left. You walk down a little bit of a hallway, and there's that middle room that I'm talking about, and then at the far end there's the master bedroom. So in that middle room, they also recall that when they were taking pictures of the entire townhome, they found like kind of like what looks like an old VHS tape, like a filter kind of over that room in specific. Then when they were telling me all these stories, maybe like a couple days later, I was there in the morning, and I was getting everything ready for the little puppy because I was about to leave to school. And I kept hearing noise downstairs, like in the kitchen area. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, his sister hasn't left yet. Maybe she's getting her stuff ready. She's putting in some laundry, something, just an excuse. Once I actually left the puppy downstairs, left food and everything, I walk out and notice that it's just my car in the driveway. So, of course, I get spooked. Then as time went by, I kept feeling like some weird energy. As soon as you enter the house, it's just, it feels so dark. It was maybe, I don't know, like midway last year when I had stayed over, and around like 4 a.m, my boyfriend kissed me, said he was leaving to work. Around an hour or less later, I start hearing what it seems like somebody was turning on and turning off a switch from outside of the bedroom, and then running down the stairs, but in like a weird, like dragging feet noise and like a stomp. Like it was just nothing that I had ever heard before from either my boyfriend or his sister. So then it was a switch turn on, run down the stairs, dragging feet, then switch goes off and downstairs. And then it just kept going back and forth where it became so repetitive that it would have been impossible for a human being to run up and down the stairs and turn on and off the switch as fast as it was going. I woke up, and when I woke up, I saw that the door was actually semi-opened. And I remember when he left, he kind of slammed the door a little bit to make sure that it was locked. When I looked over, it was like cracked open, and there was no light on at no times when I was hearing the switch go on and off. So then I get up, I close the door, and when I test the lock, it was still locked. So there's no way somebody would have been able to open the door and close it back up. Other than that, I remember I had this vivid dream, nightmare actually, that I was walking into the house, bringing in groceries. When I looked down, I saw a bunch of maggots in the grass. And in the dream, we started digging out that grass area where we kind of hit something hard. And when we looked in, we saw this kind of like a semi-open casket. And I saw what appeared like women's feet upright. And then when I walked into the home, I remember that I would see this lady in like a creepy, like nightgown, kind of like a hospital gown. And she would look at me and tell me, do not dig there, because, you know, that was her grave. And when I started telling her in my nightmare that I was afraid of the house, she told me that it's not really the house to be afraid of. It was actually the land. So then we started looking into what the land had history of, because she told me in my nightmare that it was like a graveyard. When we started looking into the history of the home, we didn't find anything other than maybe like previous homeowners. And something that was extremely sketchy and pretty creepy was that from a certain period of time, people were only living there for about a year. It was always, they would move in January, leave February, and then they would just leave. When they sold the house at a certain point, I think it was 2008, from previous owners, they sold it for only half of what it was worth when they purchased it. And it kind of seemed like they were only there for a couple months. So we don't know if maybe like previous homeowners have also experienced something creepy in that home. But yeah, I mean, I still go over to my boyfriend's house, and it's kind of creepy, but that's my ghost story, I guess, in that home. Thank you so much.
I think that's an indication something's going on when somebody loses that kind of money on a real estate transaction. It's like, that's fine. I will sell it to you for half price. Just take it.
Might be a red flag right there. It might be time right. to.
And I do think there is something to it. When you look back and you can see that this house has had a lot of people in and out of it over the years. Mm-hmm. There's always a reason. Like, why aren't they staying? Somebody probably would have stayed a few years. So either it's really bad, you know, it's falling apart or something like that, or it's haunted.
Or there's a portal to hell down in the basement where yeah. there's supposed to be a sub yes. pump or something. Yeah.
Well, that's you just tell it was a sub pump.
And yeah, you can always disguise it. Yeah. Portal to hell.
Have a portal to hell? You need to disguise as a sub pump? We can do that. Call Roto-Rooter today. You know, some, you know, it's the new services that they offer. Yeah, I mean, just yeah, creepy story. Thank you for sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share yours. And hey, if you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all of the extra stuff, we got it for you at Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online there or on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there as well. Check it out. Even try it 3 days free. Until next time, for Carol, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.